皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2, lesson 43, Kitajima.Yakuza Exposed Part 2. Naomi Sensei.
はい。
Yakuza.
怖いですね。
The Japanese Mafia. But they're showing their soft side here.
本当？
Stuffed animals.
この前のレッスンね。
That's right. If you missed the previous lesson, this is Part 2 of a two-part series. So go back, get the previous lesson, which was quite interesting. We covered Jane, which is an interesting but, well...For speaking, especially in formal situations, not very practical. But in order to understand anime and TV shows and dramas and movies, very, very useful stuff.
そうですね。But not all the Yakuza members are so soft, so be careful.
Excellent point. So today we are continuing with this story. And the story is between two members of a Yakuza crime family. One outranks the other. So the person of higher rank...is speaking in
casual Japanese,
while the person of lower rank is
he speaks polite Japanese.
Correct. So this difference here is very, very important, and one of the things we'll look at later on too. So today we're focusing on male speech patterns,
which I don't use very often.
But for this lesson, we'll give it a try, right?
はい、頑張ります。
頑張ってください。 Okay, with that said, here we go.
どこでこのキティちゃん買ったんですか？
東京のピューロランドっちゅうところで買ってきた。
羨ましいですね。
なんだ、お前も欲しいのか？
もちろんっす。
ほら、お前の分のキティちゃんだ。
ありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
どこでこのキティちゃん買ったんですか？
東京のピューロランドというところで買ってきた。
うらやましいですね。
なんだ、お前も欲しいのか？
もちろんす。
ほら、お前の分のキティちゃんだ。
ありがとうございます。
次は英語が入ります。
どこでこのキティちゃん買ったんですか？
Where did you buy this Hello Kitty?
東京のピューロランドっちゅうところで買ってきた。
I bought it out at a place called Puroland in Tokyo.
Urayamashi desu ne.
I'm jealous, you know.
Nanda, omae mo hoshii no ka?
What's that? You want her?
Mochiron su.
Of course I do.
Ora, omae no bun no kitei-chan da.
Check it out. I got you your very own.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Thank you so much.
ナオミ先生も欲しいですか？
え、何をですか？
何？もう分かってるでしょ？ You know what I'm talking about.
キティちゃんですか？
はい、そうです。
私ね、キティちゃんよりもミッキーマウスの方が好きです。
So you like Mickey Mouse more than Kitty?
うん。あの、キティちゃんはね、口がないの。
Hello Kitty doesn't have a mouth?
No, she doesn't.
Sounds like she would make a great pet. ああ。口がないですか？
うん、口がないんだよね。なんででしょうね。
よくわかんないんですけど。
だからなんか私はあまり好きじゃないんですね。
なるほど。勉強になったでしょうかね。I wonder if that...
It's just my opinion. I think Kitty-chan, she's cute, but it looks a bit weird to me because she doesn't have a 口.
口がないですね。おかしいですね。
うん、
まあいいか。Okay, let's take a look at the vocab.
みたいな感じなんだ。
First we have
羨ましい。
Envious. Enviable.
羨ましい。羨ましい。
Now, this is used a lot when talking with friends.
そうですね。
I'm so jealous.
そう。例えば、ピーターさん、奥さん、綺麗ですね。羨ましいですね。
I'm envious of your beautiful wife.
そうそうそうそう。
ありがとうございます、直美先生。So, this is a long word, 6 syllables.
そうですね。And we don't pronounce う very clearly.
Yeah.
羨ましい。
Help me really remember this word is the first part, the うら。
Ah.
Which can also mean behind. And Naomi sensei, if you say 裏がある、
そうね、言いますね。
What does it mean?
裏がある has a dark side?
Yeah, so it's like a dark side. So jealousy is a dark emotion.
そうかもしれないですね。I'm not sure about the word origin, but could be.
Yeah, well, at least like that's how I remembered it.
う
らやましい。You start off with that 裏、裏がある、like the other side. And then it kind of goes from there.So, my little mnemonic for remembering that word. Next we have?
欲しい
Want.
欲しい欲しい
Now, I want to talk about the sentence pattern of this word. The particle that's usually used in this sentence is が
Not お
Yeah.
Bit tricky, ね
Yeah, sometimes が can be used as an object marker. Just to confuse you a bit more. But yeah, there is that case. So, when you're using 欲しいA lot of times, 欲しい is preceded by
が
And then, the thing you want, or the thing that's wanted.
そうですね。ピーターさん、お水が欲しい。
So, you want water.
はい、喉が渇きました。
You're thirsty. Yeah, 私も水が欲しい。I also want water.
Nobody get us water.
Yeah, the studio, once it's locked, it stays locked until our recording's done. あともう少し。
はい、頑張ります。
我慢しましょう。
ガールフレンドが欲しいです。
I want a girlfriend.
ボーイフレンドが欲しいです。
I want a boyfriend.
友達が欲しいです。Sounds so sad.
まあ、性格ですね。Yeah, I want friends too, but personality...
Yeah, they're just sample sentences.
なるほど。
はい。I have many friends.
Next we have?
もちろん。
Of course.
もちろん。もちろん。
And my favorite part about this word is, and I think I covered it in a previous lesson, is the kanji for this word.
Ah.
Looking at the kanji for this character, the first character means?
No.
No. The second character means?
Argument.
Yeah. So, no argument. No argument, of course. Next we have?
お前。
Extremely casual way to refer to the second person, you.
This word is very extreme word because it could be very rude or it could be very affirmative.
Yeah. We don't recommend you try this out unless it's like your really, 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 really good friend who won't be offended when you say questionable things.
And girls don't usually use it.
Very often.
ね、あんまり使わない。ああ、でも、maybe high school girls might use it.
Yeah, also, but I think if you watch anime or movies or dramas again, this word will come up quite often.
そうね、出てきます。
Yeah, best friends will usually refer to each other as omae.
そう、between guys.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. Some really difficult stuff in here, so let's take a look at first...Some actually, Naomi-sensei, this is some difficult stuff in here. Let's take a look at the second line. Can you just read that?
東京のピューロランドというところで買ってきた。
I bought it at a place called ピューロランド in Tokyo. So what we want to look at here is というところ, the place called. Okay, first we have
東京.
Tokyo, followed by
の.
Possessive here. Tokyo's
ピューロランド.
And now we have ピューロランド.
What's so, ピューロランド?
Some kind of amusement park?
サンリオピューロランド?
I don't know.
Is that an English word? ピューロ?
I don't know. I've heard of Playland, but I don't know what ピューロ is. What's ピューロ?
No idea.
Huh, we're going to have to look into that. Or if anybody knows out there, please let us know. So we have Tokyo's ピューロランド. So Pure Land in Tokyo, followed by
To.
This is the particle used in sentences when we use the word you to say. So it kind of marks where what's said ends. So as this is the place's name, we use to mark that it ends there, followed by
you
to say
ところ
place. So to say place, literally, we translate this as the place called. And what the place is called comes before the to. So you ところ, the place called, we use to mark where the place ends. In this case, 東京のピューロランド. So, the place called Pure Land Tokyo.
で?
Particle marking where an action took place. And in this case, what was the action?
買ってきた.
Bought and came back. So, I bought it at a place called Pure Land in Tokyo. And of course, here, you'll notice the subject is missing. It's inferred. It's easily understandable because the speaker is answering a question was posed by the previous speaker. So, it's already understood that the speaker is the subject. Okay, let's take a look at the fourth line, which is actually the higher up Yakuza speaking again.
Nanda, omae mo hoshii no ka?
What's that? You want one too? So, let's take a look at what's going on here. First we have...
Nanda.
What?
If it's a polite situation, nan desu ka?
Yeah, with the polite form of the copula plus the sentence ending particle ka. Huh. But here we just have...
Nanda.
And the question is inferred by the intonation. Nanda? Like what? Followed by?
Omae.
Again, the extremely casual way to refer to someone in second person.
Mo?
Also, you too?
Hoshii.
Want.
No ka?
And emphasizer plus sentence ending particle. So literally we have, what? You too want? So but what do we want? Of course, the kiri-chan. Now, if this was... How can we say? If this was, if this sentence included all its parts, how would it read?
Should I say it in a formal way?
Let's hear your masculine Japanese.
Okay. Omae mo Kitty-chan ga hoshii no ka?
Notice how the thing wanted, Kitty-chan, is marked by ga. One more time.
Omae mo Kitty-chan ga hoshii no ka?
Okay. Next point of interest is the next line, which is?
もちろんす.
One more time, nice and slow, and pay attention to the last part.
もちろんす.
The s at the end.
これはで is dropped.
And we just use the す.
はい。もちろんです.
Becomes?
もちろんす.
Now, this is actually what we're going to look at today as kind of today's grammar point, if we can call it that. But Naomi-sensei, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
This is used by mainly male speakers. And girls, again, girls don't use it. Instead of saying desu, they drop de and just add su. So, 本当です becomes 本当す.
Huh.
そうですか becomes そうすか.
And it kind of doesn't stop here. I think one of the best examples is a young male saying, ありがとうございます.
あざす.
Do it again, one more time.
私ね、I'm not really good at saying this. あざす。
Yeah, kind of the whole middle gets pulled out and ありがとうございます。
そうそうそうそう。
But if you hear that S, you know that they wanted to say something polite.
Mm.
Now you just got to go back and figure out what it is they're trying to say.
はい。
Usually though, from context, you can kind of get what they're saying. So inside the PDF, we have a very detailed write-up about this point and other grammar points in today's lesson. So I think that's going to do it for today. Naomi-sensei, how can we thank everybody for listening? ありがとうございます.
あざす. あざす.
Yes, you got to work on your male speech patterns a bit more, Naomi-sensei.
そうですね. あざす. 言えない. All
right, that's going to do it for today.
どこでこのキティちゃん買ったんですか?
東京のピューロランドっちゅうところで買ってきた。
羨ましいですね。
なんだ、お前も欲しいのか？
もちろんっす。
ほら、お前の分のキティちゃんだ。
ありがとうございます。